COMNAV Air 4 Instruction 4440.2 Bravo, Supply Operations Manual, Sierra Oscar Mike, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 1. 1. Who is directly responsible to the commanding officer for all Supply Department functions? Supply Officer. 2. Who is responsible for enforcing Commander Naval Air Force's standards of performance in logistics, inventory, financial, postal operations, and for material movement while underway? Principal Assistant for Logistics, Papa Alpha Lima. 3. How often at a minimum must the Principal Assistant for Logistics review key management reports, pulse points, and key indicators with division officers and key readiness personnel? Weekly. 4. The Principal Assistant for Logistics is responsible for reviewing causative research documents prior to processing a survey and must ensure that posted inventory adjustments do not exceed which amount for 1 month without Commander Naval Air Force's November 412 approval. $500,000. 5. Who is responsible for ensuring food preparation, service, and sanitation standards are maintained? Principal Assistant for Services, Papa Alpha Sierra. 6. Who oversees stock control as well as financial and postal section operations? S1 Stock Control Officer. 7. What is designated as the official inventory and financial record? R Supply. 8. Who is responsible for the operation and administration of all onboard dining facilities to include the wardroom and CPO mess? S2 Food Service Officer. 9. Who is responsible for the operation and administration of the ship's retail outlet activities? S3 Retail Operations Officer. 10. Who is responsible for the disbursement and accountability of public funds of which entrusted and the management and execution of the Navy cash program? S4 Disbursing Officer. 11. Who is responsible for providing hotel management services for ship's company and air wing officers and chief petty officers, in addition to laundry and barber services for all ship's company and air wing enlisted chief petty officers and officers? S5 Hotel Services Officer. 12. Who is responsible for management of repairable, aviation depot-level repairable, depot-level repairable, and field-level repairable inventory, supply support for carrier air wings and aviation logistics support? S6 Aviation Support Officer. 13. Which officer is responsible for managing all aviation depot-level repairables, depot-level repairables, and field-level repairables with a material control code of H, E, X, G, or D? Repairables Management Branch, Romeo Mike Bravo. 14. Who is responsible for developing and conducting programs and services designed to maintain and improve morale of the ship's crew and their dependents? S7 Morale, Welfare, and Recreation Division Officer. 15. Who is responsible for the receipt, stowage, issue, and inventory of consumable material as well as hazardous material managed by the Hazardous Material Branch? S8 Material Officer. 16. Who is responsible for the ongoing audit of logistic, inventory, and financial operations? S10 Supply Quality Assurance Officer. 17. Who is responsible for hotel management and operations of the Chief Petty Officer Mess? S11, Chief Petty Officer Mess Caterer. 18. Who is the President of the Chief Petty Officer Mess? Command Master Chief, Charlie Mike Charlie. 19. Which personnel provide readiness assistance and training to afloat and Marine Air Logistics Squadron personnel? Fleet Assistance and Shipboard Training, FAST. 20. Which team provides assistance in the food service area? Navy Food Management Team, November Foxtrot, Mike Tango. 21. Which team provides training for personnel assigned to postal duties? Postal Assistance Advisor and Training Program, Papa Alpha Alpha Tango Papa. 22. Which PQS is mandatory to qualify all logistics specialists to readiness divisions? Quality Proficient Technician, Quebec, Papa Tango. 23. How many days is the typical duration of total asset visibility? 3 to 5. 24. How many days is the typical duration of a supply management assist? 3 to 5. 25. Usually, how many days after the supply management assist is the supply management inspection held? 90 to 120. 26. Within how many days of receiving a report of a failed supply management inspection, must the inspected command respond back to CNAF November 412 with corrective actions taken to resolve the discrepancies? 60. 27. How often is the Supply Department Blue E awarded to CVNs that meet standards of excellence on the supply management inspection, intermediate maintenance activity support, end-of-month readiness goals, end-of-month service goals, supply department training, and supply awards? Annually. 28. Which series covers the Blue E award criteria and grading details? COMNAV Air Force Instruction 3500.20. 29. How many more points are needed by any supply department as an overall score to award the Supply Blue E Award? 90. 30. What is the monthly cash sales memorandum form number? DD1149. 31. What percentage of MWR profits should MWR subsidized events be? 5 to 30%. 32. Crew certification is the process used by the ship's immediate superior in command to ensure the crew is qualified and the ship is ready to proceed safely to sea following new construction or a maintenance period of how many or more months? 4. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.